Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
And I'm Jordan Morris, boy detective.
And this is
Jordan,
Jesse, go!
Icicles, tricycles, ice cream, candy, lollipops, popsicles, licorice sticks.
This week on Jordan, Jesse, Go, we're joined by Allison Hayslip from G4 TV. We talk about what the G's in G4 stand for and, frankly, some other stuff that I can't remember. I should have taken notes or something. Let's go! It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
I'm Jordan Morris, boy detective.
A beautiful early evening in Los Angeles. The light playing on the wall behind your head right now, Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
You look lovely.
Thank you.
You're
I insist we do the podcast during the magic hour. Now, I know it's not a visual medium.
Right.
I know no one can see how angelic I look, but I like to have that angelic feeling.
And the warmth of the light is what we're talking about. The
right.
Warmth. And we always, on Jordan Jesse Go, again, not a visual medium, but we insist on three-point lighting.
Mm-hmm.
You want a key light,
sure.
A backlight, and the third light that I don't remember what it is.
I have a Michael Bay level of standards when it comes to lighting.
It's beautiful. It is where we really are recording this week's Jordan, Jesse, Go in pure, like an absolute Michael Bay / low level outdoor portrait photographer type situation.
Right now, if I was bent over the hood of a classic car,
uh-huh,
inspecting the engine, I would look as good as Megan Fox does when she does it.
That's true.
Just a fact. It's not a bod thing.
No.
It's a lighting thing.
It's about lighting. At the end of the day, that's what Megan Fox has going for her.
Lighting.
It's just a lighting situation.
And raw talent.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Lighting and raw talent.
And the gift of gab. great canasta player also.
Sure.
It just occurred to me that we were talking about Canasta before we hit record.
Mm-hmm.
Let's introduce our guest, shall
we?
This week, our guest on the program, you might have seen her on the G4 Network's Attack of the Show program. She let us know before the show that she is a noted milkshake enthusiast. Welcome to the show, Allison Hayslip. How are you, Allison?
I'm very good. I'm glad that you introduced me, so now I can laugh at the last 30 seconds of this program.
Because it was hilarious.
Do you prefer a milkshake to a malted?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yes.
That was a very definitive response.
I am a milkshake connoisseur.
Malteds.
I don't hate malted. I just appreciate the variety that you can get in a milkshake.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Malteds tend to be very simple.
You're looking at a vanilla chocolate.
Yes, exactly.
So you're beyond those. You're beyond the big three,
yeah,
is what you're saying.
My favorite milkshake is vanilla ice cream with strawberries, bananas, and Nutella mixed in.
Ooh, that's kind of international,
it's
even.
It's heavenly,
yeah.
I would say.
That's a milkshake for somebody who's been on several backpacking trips.
Is it?
Yeah.
I haven't been
backpacker
on a single backpacking trip.
Really?
So,
well,
yeah, maybe I just exude that somehow.
You kind of do.
I don't think there's any doubt that Nutella, it tastes good. I mean, many people can agree that,
yes,
Nutella tastes good.
Sure. Yes.
But if someone wants to tell you about how much they like Nutella, I don't know. Get out of my face, communist.
Really? You think it's indicative of communism?
I don't think they have
communism.
Nutella in Russia.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's a good point. But they do have it in your communists, your Belgiums, your Netherlands is.
Sure.
Are they communists over there?
Yeah, borderline.
All right.
As good as communists, as far as I'm concerned.
So you're saying
if you're injured, you just walk into some doctor and they have to fix you.
Ah, I see.
So you're saying that extreme love of Nutella is a lot like extreme love of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, I get it.
It makes a lot of sense.
You've traveled abroad. You've got a cousin in Devonshire.
Devonshire?
Yeah.
Yes, quite.
Allison,
yes.
I know from the world of entertainment reporting.
I like that you have these little sort of coffee clatches in the waiting room to talk to Ving Rhames or whomever.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's unusual that you'll see one of the talent out there with the reporters, and it's usually kind of a situation where
the talents where doing calisthenics.
They're locked in tiny or blow. Yes, blow. They're locked in tiny hotel rooms waiting for us to rotate through them.
Yeah.
I'd argue that blow is the calisthenics of the mind.
Yeah, it is.
I'll agree with that. I'll go with it.
It's a mind workout. But usually it's like it's you're in this room and I have a little story about this that this will relate to. But Allison, I don't know if you'll agree or disagree with this. But typically, other entertainment reporters, on the whole, are insufferable.
Oh my gosh, I completely agree.
Okay, good. I was worried that I didn't know where you stood on this issue,
Jordan. I'm pretty sure this is why you and I became friends, because we were the only two sane people who sit in those rooms while we wait for our 4 minutes with Jason Statham.
Sure, right. Yes, and yes, this definitely, it's always kind of a relief to see you there. I'm like, oh, good, someone to talk to.
Exactly.
Who's not going to be either BO ridden or obsessively talking about,
or have some really weird hair color.
Yeah. Or some sort of long story about how David Spade bought them a drink or something.
Right.
I was recently at a press junket that you were not at. This is Sanctum.
Oh, Sanctum, yes.
New James Cameron produced cave adventure.
Oh my God.
Sanctum.
I watched the trailer for that. Is that the one where the cave is filling with water?
Yes.
It genuinely horrified me and made me want to throw up.
It's a really stressful movie. I can
imagine.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
I just feel like I'd be claustrophobic the whole time watching it.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a real roller coaster ride. You're only occasionally taken out of the extreme tension by the terrible acting.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, it really struck me as I saw a movie that my father-in-law was watching on In Demand one time. Mm-hmm. And my father-in-law will watch... Oh, On Demand. There you go.
I don't know. You could say In Demand. Anyway.
Okay. Well, he watches this thing sometimes, but he'll only watch the free pay-per-view movies.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And these are always like shark versus giant octopus type situations.
Sure.
And he watched one about these...
To just be correcting you.
It's Mega
Jesse.
Shark.
It's Mega Shark.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
It's not just a shark versus a giant octopus.
All he'll watch is Jose Kane Snake-O. And this one was about some kind of underwater cave spiders that eat people.
Oh, no. What? Caves and spiders together?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm out. I don't even want to see anything of this movie.
Those are your two least favorite.
Probably.
And what struck me about the trailer for Sanctum was that it seemed like that level quality of performances with just like they just hired like a cinematographer from like one of those guys that Woody Allen hires to shoot a movie Europe or something. Like, it looked like spectacularly beautiful. But then even in the trailer, the acting was horrible.
Right.
They couldn't even find six lines that were sold correctly.
Sure. And it is in fact beautiful. It is shot with James Cameron's personal 3D underwater submarine cameras. It's a very watchable movie, a super watchable kind of fun movie.
Yes. Ooh, there's coffee coming in, Jordan.
Thank you, Teresa.
My beautiful wife just brought Jordan a stiff cup of coffee.
It smells good.
And Jesse, a hot glass of nothing. Guess who's the new favorite? Guess who's the new husband?
No.
Isn't James Cameron doing like another like never been done before feat with the new Avatars? He's shooting like underwater, deeper than any movie's ever been shot.
I bet he is.
I heard that somewhere.
I think it's one of those things where if you got a 3D submarine, you got to work up some ways to write it off your taxes. You know
exactly
what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going underwater into some like, you know, vault that like, you know, people don't even go down into or something like that.
Wow.
Right now, like Richard Branson is trying to figure out how to write off his like
journey to space.
I would not be surprised if James Cameron's next movie is actually on the moon. I mean, he must get unlimited budget now, you know?
Sure.
And
sure.
Stars Richard Branson.
Exactly.
Right.
I want to shoot on the moon. Okay, Mr. Cameron, done.
Yeah, right. Yes. I know. And then I will destroy it.
Yes. No, he'll just laser in his initials.
Right.
So every time
we
look up, we have to see JC.
Or a very specific etching of his dick.
Ooh.
Yep, there's Cameron's giant dick on the moon.
He got it.
But Sanctum is certainly worth seeing, and there is a horrible... Oh, if you're... spoiler alert.
Uh-oh.
But if you're looking for the world's most stressful scene, there's a scene where a woman... is kind of she's rope and hooking across a, you know, chasm, and she falls and her hair gets caught in her hook, and she's only dangling by a chunk of hair and scalp. And it's so intense. Anyways.
Oh, Jiminy Christmas.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just watching that trailer upset me so much. And I want to be clear. Like, if people think that I'm describing my fear at this trailer to describe how excited I was to see this movie, no. I was angry.
You hate the movie.
I was angry that I had to watch it. I have not felt this way since that movie where Sylvester Stallone was hanging off a cliff.
Cliffhanger?
There you go.
No, that's not it. I think he's thinking
something
of...
Something like that.
Demolition Man.
I actually have only ever seen the first 15 minutes of that movie and the last 15 minutes of the movie, which, if you look at it, are the same exact parts of the movie. They're both people hanging over the same damn cliff.
They just play them upside down at the
end.
What you missed was a bunch of John Lithgow.
Yeah.
At the beginning, they're standing on the cliff.
Yeah.
At the end, they turn it upside down.
Sure.
So the cliff is standing on them.
They appear to be in danger.
Right, yeah.
So this movie upset me. Like, this movie trailer has just made me want to cry. It sincerely made me want to cry. There's a part where a lady's, like, she's drowning, and she has to, like, put her mouth up to a tiny bubble of air that's on
that's
a rock.
It is a dude.
Is it a dude?
It's a beautiful dude. And I have,
there's a part where someone speaks in an Australian accent, which I think has no place in cinema.
Right. There are far more Australians in movies than there are in real life, I feel like.
I would agree with that.
It's a weird representation.
I mean, the entire population of Australia is less than the city of Los Angeles,
I think. But it's like an eighth of movie stars are Australian now.
That's because of their adventurous spirit.
And I feel like you forget. I forget that half these people are Australian because they all play Americans in the damn movie.
Yeah. This one definitely has some people actually being Australian, but also other Australians affecting America. Like, everyone is Australian in it.
Did you do the junket for I Am Number 4?
I did, yes.
You did.
Yeah, same thing.
Half the
same
cast.
Thing, yes. Everyone is beautiful in Australia.
Exactly. I think one dude was Russian.
Okay.
Not
Russian, right.
English. Sorry. Russian and English.
Same difference.
Yeah.
He's a communist, that's all.
Right. Sure, yeah, right. The communist nation of
England. At the end of the day, if you can go to the doctor, it's the same thing.
Sure.
So you're at the junket for this nightmare.
Yes. So I'm in line for it, and I'm kind of just chit-chatting with the reporter next to me, who is from MTV. Mm. I didn't know her, but...
Music television. Right.
Does that exist anymore?
Hard to say. It's now the Pregnancy Network.
Yeah.
It's the Poor Decisions Network. And we're just kind of chit-chatting, and she's very nice and with it. And I'm like, oh, good, this is kind of a normal person.
Yay.
Like, we're having, you know, good sense of humor. We're laughing
in a way,
at each other.
This person
is replacing
normal.
Me, Jordan? Jordan?
Wait till the end of the story.
Okay.
Jordan is actually a nightmarish creature composed of half Jordan and half the spice cardamom.
Sure.
Yes.
Right. Coming soon to Sci-Fi, SYFY.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, this is nice. This is a rare normal person that I can talk to, and then it went south. Before you go into one of these junkets, they ask you SD or HD, and that's
the extent
that's
of
lingo.
D you're looking for.
Yeah, that's how much D. That's
they say.
What tapes?
C48s.
Right.
C47.
And she said SD, and then turns to me and she's like, yeah, I don't know why MTV's not in HD yet. We need to join the 21st century, huh? I'm like, yeah, but in their defense, I'm sure Snooki looks better in SD. And she gets the most sour expression on her face, and she says, you know, I've met her, and she is really nice.
Not the point.
And we did not talk for the rest of the thing.
Oh, no!
Because this person who, by all accounts, was nice and normal and had a good sense of humor had some sort of, like, weird corporate affiliation or, like, had been brainwashed to the extent that she liked Snooki and was willing to stick up for her when she was not around. Anyways.
Isn't part of the thing of Snooki that Snooki is charming in some way?
She kind of is. I'll be honest. I will admit, I've watched a couple episodes of Jersey Shore.
Don't try and bullshit us on this, Hayslip.
I've watched every single episode.
No, and you know, and I have too, and will admit that is kind of the fun of the thing, is that they are displaying reprehensible behavior, but come out of it kind of likable, you know?
Well, I mean, some of the other guys on the show are like just total tools and you don't care about them. But Snooki, for some reason, you're a little like, why does all the crap always fall on Snooki's shoulders?
Yeah, I guess she's getting punched and arrested. Yeah. So there is kind of she is the kind of underdog of that situation. Right. But to the point, to the point where you shun someone for making fun of her? Yeah, I don't know.
No.
Anyway.
That's okay. Imagine, I'll always be your number one junket friend, Jordan.
Thanks, dude.
Imagine if you'd said something bad about Kennedy.
Oh, yeah. Or Kurt Loder.
That would have been pure disaster.
Yeah, right?
Oh, man.
Or Aeon Flux.
What?
That's an old MTV anime-style cartoon from
it was a movie,
back
too,
in the
wasn't
day.
It
was, yeah. Charlize Theron.
Exactly.
Was the...
Oh,
anyway.
You guys having fun over here?
We're having a blast.
Having a great time.
Talking about movies.
Junket stories.
Talking about movies that someone has forced you to watch.
Yeah. You'll appreciate this. One of the things when you do these junkets constantly, the large majority of them are at the Four Seasons.
Yes.
And they
great
always have
at the Four Seasons. I
was going to say, they always have these massive food spreads.
Yeah.
And you can always tell how much the studio has put in to the marketing of these films by how big the food spread is.
Yeah, yeah.
The one for The Roommate was awesome.
Really?
It had a mashed potato bar. I was like, I've never seen this at a junket before
in my life. Hold on. I don't know what that is. What is a mashed potato bar?
A massive thing of mashed potatoes with like 20 different toppings that you could put on top of it.
Oh,
it's like
so...
an ice cream sundae bar, but with mashed potatoes.
Wow. Fixins.
Fixins, yes.
Wow, what are we talking here? So sour cream, bacon bits, chives.
Cheese.
Where else do you go from there?
Green onions.
Here's the sad thing. I love mashed potatoes, but I love them plain. So I didn't even use the mashed potato bar. I just had
you were just glad to see a giant pile of mashed potatoes.
Exactly. They also had cheesecake lollipops.
Hmm.
Nah, that sounds horrible.
Nope.
It's probably pretty good.
Yes.
Well, at least we know where those $80 million budgets are going.
Seriously, to the food to keep us happy so we relatively rate their movies better.
They're going to give the guy from joblo.com a cheesecake lollipop.
Sure. It's so funny that you said that because I literally met that guy yesterday.
I bet he's great.
I had an experience with, I mean, I know that you just described your general revulsion at this group of people, and I can understand it absolutely. I think it's not a group of people that you would go to for... almost anything.
Okay, sure.
I had this odd experience. The other day, I interviewed the star of this movie, A Thousand Clowns, because we did a screening of the film at the Cine Family here in Los Angeles.
That sounds terrifying.
It would be really terrifying if I was interviewing Jason Robards, who's passed on 5 or 10 years ago, but... It was.
Oh, maybe what you're referencing, A Thousand Clowns, is not actually about A Thousand Clowns.
Oh, okay. That's what's
if clowns
terrifying.
Are comparable to spiders in your mind.
Ugh.
No, but the star of the film has had this long career. The child star of the film has had this long career in entertainment. That he started in radio in the early 50s when he was literally like 4 or 5 years old.
Wow.
And he's worked in show business ever since. And he was actually nominated for a Tony when he was 12 for the play of A Thousand Clowns. And he was like on, I mean, he was on Leave It to Beaver. He was on the last two seasons of All in the Family when it was Archie Bunker's place.
Sure. He's probably been punched by Bing Crosby.
Yeah. I mean, he's done everything. But one of the things that he had done was that he was the voice of, if I'm remembering correctly, Donatello on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Shut your face. That is awesome.
Wait, the cartoon or the movie?
The cartoon.
Okay.
The
cartoon,
awesome
not
cartoon.
The movie.
Yeah.
The cartoon show, which apparently, by the way, ran for 8 years.
Oh, yeah, it definitely did. Yeah. I watched every single season of that show.
What's amazing about that is the children don't watch it for 8 years. Present company accepted. So you can, I mean, isn't what they usually do, like just make 25 of them and just run them over and over? Like, aren't there like
sometimes
12 Scooby-Doos?
Yeah, I don't. That's a good question. I don't know a lot about the seasoning of cartoon shows.
I mean, once you have 100 episodes of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles,
really,
what do you
need
more of them for?
Because it's not like we have the attention span to realize that we've watched the same episode when we were 5 years old.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like I was, as a kid, I was more than content to watch the episode of Rocco's Modern Life where he gets the giant vacuum over and over. Like, oh, good, here's this vacuum one again.
And so Barry Gordon, when I was doing the research for this, mm-hmm. I was looking for interviews with Barry Gordon, and one of the only ones was an audio interview with him that was exclusively about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's so cool.
And it was four men gang interviewing him.
Sounds pleasant.
And sure. Number one, I want to say Barry Gordon could not have been more pleasant, classier, more charming in this interview, just more considerate of these men.
And I can, this maybe seems like the equivalent of if you interviewed Christopher Lee, but it was just a bunch of guys wanting to talk about Lord of the Rings. Is this kind of the situation?
Like it's like that.
With a long and storied career who just happens to be involved with this nerd thing?
It's like that, only you have to understand that Lord of the Rings, specifically, meritorious.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
Lord of the Rings.
And you're saying the Ninja Turtles cartoon isn't?
A series of quality films. Now, you can talk to me about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the underground comic series, or that there have been things associated with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that are meritorious. And certainly in the context
good
of
Genesis fighting game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is my mic off?
Yeah, your microphone just went off. There we go.
There you go. I'm back. I'm back, guys. Calm down. I'm back. I played the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle arcade game at Pizza Hut every Friday.
Very good.
They had that and Street Fighter 2. That's what I did every Friday at Pizza
Hut. The one that's like Streets of Rage with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, and it's a side-scroller.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of fun.
Classic Konami beat-em-up also in that family. X-Men and The Simpsons. Very good.
There you go.
Pizza Parlor beat-em-ups.
I guess what I'm saying is I'm not saying that when you're nine, it's not appropriate to like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles because it's a lot of fun.
Sure.
Yeah.
These people were so emotionally invested in not only the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but also another show that Barry Gordon had done voices on.
Oh my gosh.
The Snorks.
This guy's amazing.
He's had the greatest career in the history of showbiz.
These four men that could barely, between the four of them, could barely form words to ask him questions.
And they were so starstruck.
There was just this kind of, sincerely were that noise on the recording.
They were all wearing their headgear.
Yeah, I want to be clear.
Their orthodontic headgear to the interview.
When I make a stereotypical nerd noise about this interview, it is a recreation of what I heard on the recording, not a parody of what I heard on the recording.
Right.
They would just say, like, he would talk about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for 10 minutes, and then one of them would chime in to say, I can't believe I'm hearing the voice of Donatello.
Oh, man.
And then he would talk about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for 5 minutes.
And then you heard the faint sound of masturbating.
Ew.
Oh, God. It was and what was amazing is this website that they were writing for, and apparently it was called Toon Zone or something like that.
Sure.
Something with zone and tune in it.
Zone Tune?
Yeah, Zone Tune.
It could have been Zone Tune.
Yeah. Zone Tune also may have been like the bad guy in a 50s sci-fi B-movie.
Right. Zone Tune! No!
No! You will obey Zone Tune. the header of their website, it was like a blog-based website, and the header of their website featured pictures of these four guys. And suffice it to say that it should not, for marketing reasons, have featured pictures of these four guys. Like, they had a logo that was, it was a low-rent logo, but it was a logo. You know, it had, like, different cartoon care. You know, it had, like, a Smurf and a Snork.
Sure.
Of course.
And
were they fucking?
A guy.
I want to get a sense of what kind of website this is.
And, you know, it had Brave Star.
Yeah.
That's right, Brave Star?
That's maybe, I don't know.
He was a space cowboy of some kind.
Oof,
could have been Lone Star. I think it was Brave Star with two R's.
Lone Star is Spaceballs.
Okay, Lone Star Spaceball. So I think I'm going with Brave Star.
Yeah.
There's some kind of space eagle involved in it, if I remember
space
correctly.
Eagle.
But anyway, they had pictures.
Battle of the Planets.
You know, it said Toon Zone or whatever, and then it had pictures of different cartoon characters around it. And then along the bottom were head and shoulder shots of these guys that were, I'm going to say 30-ish, but just really, just genuinely looked like the pictures from a Tumblr blog of embarrassing pictures from high school yearbooks.
Yikes.
So it was from Fuck Yeah Embarrassing High School Yearbooks.
Yeah, exactly. Just fucking, just like zip sweatshirts with stains on them and
sure.
like one shoulder's half off. And just
and they have word bubbles coming out of their mouths that say, I'm a virgin.
Yeah. Oh, it was such a nightmare.
Why did you put those there? Yeah, but you know, well, maybe. Here's a theory.
Theory.
On why that maybe works for these guys is because, okay, look at people who like Kevin Smith stuff. They all look like Kevin Smith.
Right.
Like,
true.
It's, you can, you know, that they are people who dress and are like that. Maybe this is a situation where they want to show, you know, the fans, like, hey, this isn't some slick corporate cartoon fan site
right.
run by
we actually care about this content.
Right. Yeah. So much so that we are out of shape and not getting laid.
Right.
Like, we are just like you, cartoon website browser.
I return to my point that they could not form words in what was an hour plus long
wow.
interview with Barry Gordon. I mean, there are people that do this. There are professional nerds. That I think do a very nice job.
Sure.
My internet buddy Ken Plume, who does the show with Dana Snyder, who's a past Jordan Jesse Go guest on the, they do a podcast together, and he works for the Kevin Smith Empire.
Mm-hmm.
At least he used to. He's a professional nerd. He tries to find out Dom DeLuise's phone number so he can interview him right. about the Muppet movie.
I bet Dom DeLuise is stoked about that.
There's yeah. nothing. I got nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. Four men on this recording.
You know, can I just to backtrack a
yeah.
little bit? You were saying,
let's get back to Dom DeLuise.
We yes. right. You were saying, why is there 8 seasons of Ninja Turtles? I maybe think I know an explanation.
Okay, I'm interested to hear it.
Ninja Turtles,
yes,
like a G.I. Joe, like
Wait,
a He-Man.
Are you Jordan Morris from ToonZone.com?
I am. Excuse me.
I recognize that sweater.
Excuse me while I masturbate. like a G.I. Joe, like a He-Man, popular cartoon, all maybe more popular. This is kind of in the heyday of the action figure, of the toys
right.
and the vehicles. So when you make more cartoons, you introduce more stuff you can make toys out of.
Yes.
For instance, frog equivalents of the Ninja Turtles.
Oh,
which
I remember
they had.
Them.
Not Battletoads, because
no, that
that's
was the video
else.
Game. Yeah.
But they were
they were part
Ninja
of the Teenage
Mutant
Ninja Turtles universe?
Well, I think, yes, they were part of the Turtleverse. I don't know if that's what it's called, the TMNT-verse.
Who were the bad guys? Bebop and...
It was Bebop and Rocksteady were the two.
By the way, Barry Gordon also played Bebop.
What?
What?
I think
You're
it was Bebop.
You're blowing my mind.
I know.
The one that was a pig and went when he talked.
Allison, do you know how many seasons of the Snorks there were?
No clue.
Okay.
I definitely was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fan more
yeah.
so than the Snorks.
I'm guessing, because maybe the Snorks was a little less reliant on toy sales, maybe there were fewer Snork seasons.
Well, it was also earlier, right? I want to feel like Snorks came out a little earlier than
Yeah,
Turtles. I think I believe that.
Yeah.
Snorks is Belgian, by the way.
Really?
It is?
Yeah.
Communist.
Bingo.
But it's not by the exact same guy that did the Smurfs?
No.
Really?
No.
I guess I had always assumed that.
No.
Can we talk about the fact that there's a Smurfs movie coming out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... You know, this is also what I don't understand. It's not like there's been a Smurfs presence in the
right.
media. So why do you... I get why you want to make a movie based on a formally successful property because there's already built an audience. But like...
Right.
God, there hasn't been a Smurfs thing for a long time.
Ages.
It's like, you might as well just make a movie about... Blue Elves and call it the Blue Elf movie. Like, really? I don't know. Anyways.
I think it's a sign that the Northwest Europeans control the movie.
The right. Belgians.
It's probably because the Chipmunks movies have been doing relatively well.
Yeah.
Why do you think there's so many movies about dykes? Not the slur.
Not the lesbian.
Not the slur.
Dudes like chick-on-chick action? Yeah.
No, not the slur, you guys. the retaining wall for water.
Yeah, sure. That a heroic boy can stick a finger in to save an entire town.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we'll be back in just a second. Sorry I accidentally said a slur. I think it was clear that I wasn't slurring anyone when I said it in the context of Northwest Europe.
I think that was very clear. I think we just like to make fun of you.
But hey, Jesse, you know what's sweet?
What?
Chick-on-chick action.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Why are you a boy detective? I'm Allison Hayslip. Am I supposed to introduce myself?
Yeah, you were.
I'm now more curious as to why Jordan is a boy detective.
We made up stupid nicknames when we were 19. We are kind of stuck with them.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys have known each other since you were 19?
Jordan
was 18.
Yeah. Barely legal. We had some hot chick-on-chick action with each other. No, Jesse was my RA in college, and we did a kind of version of what we're doing now at our college radio station.
Oh, look how it's grown.
I know.
I know. Here we are today in a second bedroom.
We made it, Mom!
Woohoo!
I want to say, oh, and Allison, by the way, you can think of a nickname if you'd like to before the end of the show.
Allison Hayslip, Defender of the Universe.
Sure.
Great.
It's fun.
Done.
Perfect.
Way cooler than Boy Detective.
It is. I just want to say a quick thank you to Andreas Deuce Pape.
Yeah, Deuce Pape.
Who's a very nice listener who sent me a mix CD and a CD by his band. Allison, you'll get a weird fan thing in the mail every now and then, right?
Yes.
Yeah?
I actually, the other day, was sent...
Not that this is weird, by the way. This is a very nice gift, and I appreciate it, but...
I was sent what I can only describe as voodoo dolls. Although apparently that wasn't the intention of these things, but they were three of them. It was myself, Kevin.
They were supposed to be. They were called Penny Beauties.
Yeah, right. It was dolls of myself, Kevin Pereira, and Olivia Munn.
The Kevin bodies, Sprinkles Pereira.
Exactly. Yes,
that was Kevin's nickname here. When he was on the show. By the way,
yeah. Kevin Sprinkles. Mine is so much cooler than that. Defender of the Universe might be taken, but I don't care.
To be fair. He brought us donuts.
Oh.
So
that's how we win your love. We bring you food.
Well, that's how you get it. That's how we pigeonhole you with a nickname.
Yeah, that would definitely work for me though too. So they were these dolls that were made out of felt and stuffed and sewn together, and they kind of looked like superhero bodies. Like they were in all in one color with a symbol on the chest.
Okay.
And then our faces had been, I think, printed onto the fabric. So it was actual pictures of our heads on these felt bodies with yarn sewn in for hair.
Wow.
I was like...
Did the note say there's a drop of my blood on each one?
No. I don't know. It's highly possible. I like pulled them out of this box and my friend who was there with me, she was like, you need to burn those immediately. And I'm like, I'm not going to burn them. Like someone took the time to make these. Plus, it would probably accidentally light myself on fire.
I know. Sure. The vapors would.
Yes, exactly.
You also, and I don't know if this is public knowledge or not, but you've also gotten the occasional request for a foot pick too.
Goodness. Yes, many of them. It's very weird. I understand that there are people who have foot fetishes, but like people email me and they're like, I was just wondering if I could get a picture of your feet. And I'm like, really? Like, that's what you want from me? Like, I would almost prefer them to email me and say something like, I totally want to bang you. You're hot.
As at opposed least to that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of just requesting a picture of my
Do you
feet.
Feel like they think maybe they're putting one over on you? Like, I'll just ask her for a picture of her feet. She won't know that I'm going to use it to jack off.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm just going to volunteer, you know, images of myself for someone. There's plenty of them online. You don't have to email me for one.
So you say you get an inordinate amount of foot requests, right?
I mean,
I
don't know what the average amount of foot request emails would be, but I definitely...
Zero.
Zero, yes.
But I would say...
Technically, if you get a foot request email, a foot pick, that's inordinate.
Right. I mean, I thought the first time that I got it, I was like, oh, this is weird. And the fact that I've gotten multiple since then, I'm baffled by it. I'm absolutely baffled by it.
Do you do a lot of, like... barefoot frolicking on the show to where they're like, oh, where maybe the producers of the show are highlighting your feet in some way?
No, I almost wonder if it's because I've never shown my feet on the show.
Oh, maybe that's
people
it.
Are like,
it's a mystery.
What do our feet look like?
You know, I'm on a, I feel
now,
like.
If I'm not mistaken, what? You have grotesquely misshapen feet, correct?
Obviously. Right. That is exactly why you've never seen my
feet.
Yeah,
you should find some, like, disgusting picture of, like, an infected foot online. And, like, here you are, big boy.
Have fun.
Enjoy your masturbating.
I know. I actually have hooves. That's what it is.
Oh, cloven hooves. Yes. Yeah. You know,
she did not specify cloven.
No,
let's
I'm
not
sorry.
Be presumptive
I'm sorry.
Here.
I'm sorry. She's
she
kosher.
May have, yeah.
No, I'm on a comparably rated extended cable network, and
that is
true. Haven't gotten any requests for any pics, foot or otherwise. I don't understand.
It's because you don't have boobs.
Plus, you already have dick pics up on the internet.
I do. It's like, yeah, I just redirect people to my dick pic site.
Well, you've got sort of like an illustration on your website of like the operation guy, and then they can click on any part of the body to get a detailed pic of that.
Yeah,
part
maybe
of your
yeah,
body.
Maybe that's because I volunteer
well,
the pics.
Well, Jordan, I have also seen you in full body spandex on your show before, which is more so than I can say. So maybe people don't need pictures.
We did do a program early on in the run of Jordan Jesse Go where we asked people to create paper dolls based around Jordan. And took a photograph of Jordan in his boxer shorts with his arms outstretched
not
for
boxer
paper
shorts.
Dolls.
These are undies.
Oh, they were briefs.
These are briefs.
Adorable.
And that remains, I would say, top five Google image search for Jordan Morris.
I did not anticipate those undie pics to follow me as closely as they have.
And as resolutely. It's been years now.
Yeah, no, it has. This is maybe 6 years ago. And if you Google image search me, it's one of the top three things that comes up.
There's a picture of me that a fan made of my like superimposed my face on like some chick posing as like Supergirl. She has no pants on and these heels and this white shirt. She's pulling it off with the Supergirl symbol underneath. That photo has been used in like legitimate interviews because people think it's actually me.
Wow, it's a good Photoshop.
Yeah,
job
exactly.
By this guy.
And every time it shows up, I mean, it is that one picture that never dies, and I want to be like, that's not my body. Like, that is not me. It's just my face. Sorry, guys.
Jesse, how about you? What's your Google image search pick?
You know, we have an official picture that we took a few years ago. It's not the greatest picture ever, but it has Nutsy in it.
Okay.
But we used to...
Sexually exciting at all.
No, I don't think that... There are very few sexually exciting pictures of me to people other than my beloved wife.
Sure.
But
and your two lovely dogs.
We see... To be fair... We get some nice stuff from listeners from time to time. There's a nice couple who will send us holiday cookies.
Ooh.
At the holidays.
That'd be weird if they sent you holiday cookies in like June.
Getting ready for Christmas over here.
They're from Australia and the seasons are opposite.
Oh, sure, sure.
The toilet water goes the opposite
it
direction.
It does.
So they make cookies.
That
in
is
June.
A true statement.
You know, we get some nice stuff, but when we were in college, there was a DJ who played kind of goth and industrial music named DJ Victoria.
Oh, yes.
Who used to get some just majestic things in the mail from the local prison.
Oh.
She was huge at the prison. Apparently, she was on during lockdown hours, but you're allowed to have a transistor radio or something.
Yeah, yeah. And she would get people – she would get these – the one I remember specifically was a rose – made out of shit you find in prison. Like a beautiful rose in a case made out of like wrappers toilet paper and other things you can get in prison.
Oh, wow.
Let's be more specific. A black rose.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Because that's more gothic.
Sure.
Yes,
totally
of
goth.
Course.
Yeah. She was like super goth babe too. She was like best case scenario, like
yep.
deep suicide girl. Anyway. Stop talking about this now.
I actually have – there's something that I wanted to talk about that has to do with the U.S. mail.
Please.
And our friends at the United States –
Postal Service?
Our friends at the United States Postal Service, sleet, hail, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
I've got just the nicest downstairs neighbor here. I'm not going to use his name for reasons that will become apparent. But his address is the number of my house –
with
plus
a half?
One half.
Mm, yes.
And so sometimes we'll get his mail. And I've lately frequently gotten porno mags.
Oh.
Now, I want to be clear. These porno mags ship in discreet containers.
Sure. However, how do you know they're porno mags?
Because
nothing else ships that
nothing
way.
Nothing else is that discreet.
Okay.
That is mag shaped.
It's unusually discreet. I get it.
And there's something really...
Maybe he just doesn't want people to know that he gets highlights.
Aw, I love highlights.
He beats off to Goofus and Gallant. He's
oh,
like,
Goofus,
yeah,
oh, you're
a bad
so
boy.
You're so rude at the dinner table.
But
there's a soup spoon, you little asshole. Sorry.
But what's remarkable about this is...
can I do some more Goofus porn stuff?
My neighbor is a gay man. He's mm-hmm. a gay gentleman like myself. And it's
yeah,
an allusion
call
to a past
to
program,
show.
Yeah. And so I know that it's not... I know that it's not like... I guess Playboy would be the one example of a magazine that has to ship in something like that.
Yeah, my dad got Playboys mailed, and there was a black wrapper. So
and that has a you can kind of make an argument that the Playboy is a magazine. It's obviously a porno mag, but it has magazine merits as well.
Sure,
you could argue about
the
extent of them exactly.
Yes. Yeah,
but I'm not an expert on this, but I don't think that there is a gay porn equivalent of Playboy, where it's a magazine with articles and also porn.
Yeah, that has like lifestyle stuff, like fashion tips.
Yeah, like the Advocate doesn't have any rock hard boners in it, and whatever the hot wet men. So
you know the name of a lot of gay porn mags.
Hot wet men is one I know.
Stud Life.
Stud Life.
I like that one.
But what's sweet about this is that he's getting them delivered to his home. He's living in the pornography world of 1992.
Yes. Snail mail.
Yeah, how old is he?
He's not especially old. I guess he's maybe in his late 30s.
Huh.
If he was a 70-year-old or even a 58-year-old, I might guess, well, the internet was invented when he was in his 40s and he just never adjusted.
Right.
Yeah.
But the reality is that if you're looking for pornography...
Especially gay pornography.
Right. Or just any... The more specific you go, the more valuable the internet is.
Right.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like if you're... Let's say you're just looking for... Allison foot pics.
Sure.
Then you're going to want to hit the internet. A lot of people think you want to write her a letter, but
no.
You've got to get on that Google image search.
As soon as I get an email about it, I tweet about it. I make fun of those emails. Don't
sure.
email me about my feet.
Or you will be internet shamed.
Yep.
And so what's fascinating to me about this is I didn't even really think that a subscription to a porno magazine still existed.
I don't know if subscriptions to any magazines exist.
Yeah. Yeah, aren't they just on iPads now?
Isn't
everything just on an iPad? Oh, you know, I'll speak to this really
okay.
quickly.
Jordan. Jordan, you have the floor.
Thank you. I have the conch.
Sucks
book.
To your ass, Mar, sure. Jordan.
thank you. Now, my dad, as I mentioned, was a Playboy getter. And that was kind of definitely my first encounter with, like, naked ladies. And definitely when I began to have naked lady feelings, I was aware that my dad had a Playboy stash that I could use to explore those naked lady feelings.
Have you ever seen a real naked lady? Now that I'm concerned that you keep saying naked lady feelings.
Yes. These only exist in magazines, right?
Right, exactly.
Ladies have clothes permanently.
Exactly.
Except for in magazines. From what I understand.
They're glued. They're super
to cover
glued
up
to
their
body.
Grotesque feet.
Sure,
exactly.
Right. And so, you know, so there's definitely that, like, youthful excitement associated with Playboys. And
sure.
And, you know, and now, you know, when a fella needs to look at a naked lady, the internet's the best way to go. It's the quickest. It's the most economical, certainly.
You just type naked into Google image search.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
The other day I had to buy a Playboy to use as a prop in a work thing.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Yeah, yes. Just having it and looking at it and then kind of, you know, opening up the centerfold really like was this sense memory thing, this very very method
of fear and shame.
Fear and shame. But yeah, but also kind of, but definitely like, I mean, I'm in my apartment and live by myself, and I'm not worried that the cat is going to judge me for looking at a Playboy.
Judge.
Yeah, they do.
Those
very
cats.
Ashamed. And then, but cat. I definitely felt like I should close the door to my room or just go in the bathroom. Like, there was this kind of rush that just came from holding it and, like, the smell of the newsprint.
I know exactly what you mean, because we have a friend who created Jordan Jesse Game who works for Playboy. Now,
yes.
He doesn't work for the naked lady part of Playboy. He mm-hmm. works for the editorial magazine internet content part of Playboy, but he works for Playboy in the Playboy building in Chicago or whatever, and he sent us some Playboys, and I did not know what to do with it because I am, like, I think I was internet savvy enough when I started to get naked lady feelings that I had never owned any pornography in my life.
Right.
So you've never had hard copy porn.
Yeah. Oh, pornography
like,
has been something.
I can touch it? I don't get it.
Yeah, pornography was a ghost in the machine for me.
Yeah.
It passed in and out of my life silently.
I actually am friends with a girl who was recently, the centerfold was the cover of a Playboy.
Okay.
I think
actually,
we can all say that here.
I actually, technically, I know two people because Olivia Munn was a cover,
oh, sure, yeah,
was
yeah.
a cover of Playboy, but she did not get naked. My other friend, Krista, did. And it was so funny because...
Was she the like Playmate of the Month or was this like hot college girl situation?
No, she's on Mad Men. So they had her do...
Someone from Mad Men is
I'm kind of disappointed.
Yes. Excuse me.
I was kind of hoping it was Krista Tippett from Speaking of Faith.
No.
is there a Girls of Public Radio issue coming anytime soon?
Fantastic. No, Krista Flanagan. She was on Mad Men, and they...
Who was she on Mad Men?
I never watched the show.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I'm going to buy it regardless. Anyway.
Yes. No. So, but she brought it. We're in class together, so she brought it into class because she had all told us about it because they did this whole spread on her as a, like, 1960s pinup girl because it was supposed to be Mad Men, like a woman of Mad Men doing like Playboy Mad Men the age. So she passes around the magazine because we all knew about it and we were all like prepared. We're like, okay, we're all about to see.
What class is this?
An acting class that I'm in. We're all prepared that we're about to see Krista
naked.
You've
been in acting classes.
Clearly. Yes, clearly. Yes.
But it was just so funny to like open it up and flip through and be like, there's Krista's cooch, but I kind of don't care that I'm looking at it. You know what I mean? It was like...
It's like in
it
that
just,
context.
Yeah.
Like, well, this is a magazine where you open it up and you see a cooch.
Yeah,
so...
exactly. It wasn't shocking for any reason.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
And her boobs. I know what her boobs look like.
Cooch text, if you will.
I'm going to try and say this without being terribly crass, but it's going to come out that way.
Yes.
But you are super hard right now.
Yes. Gentlemen, lady.
That's why I'm sitting on the other side of the room.
Gay. But, like, I think we're all aware that there's a fair amount of, like, you know, making up and tending
yes.
that goes into someone before they shoot for Playboy, and maybe a fair amount of airbrushing after the fact. Not that your
right.
friend isn't lovely, but I'm sure she's on Mad Men, so she's probably Super Fox. So
Super Fox.
I don't know. This Playboy model sounds pretty homely to me.
Yeah, real plain Jane. Real Sarah Plain and Tall.
Let me put it this way. She doesn't sound like she's any kind of Krista Tippett.
No.
Right.
Yeah. She's no Cokie Roberts.
She's no Sylvia Poggioli.
Whoa.
Shall we go back and forth so you can name more of your artists? Sandra Singlo. But I think you could probably like look at the cooch in the magazine and think this is probably not what her cooch looks like at this specific moment. Like
this is like a magically
assistance.
Transformed version of her cooch.
I did not put that much thought into her cooch.
Well, that's weird.
I gotta be honest with you. If my colleague Jordan Morris's cooch was in there,
yes.
I'd probably have to put a lot of thought into it. I'd give it some careful consideration.
The man cooch.
But I could see how that might make it less weird. Like, oh, this is some sort of weird other project that just happens to look like you, but this
right.
is not...
Right.
What you generally look like.
It's not
naked.
Like Krista is actually naked in front of me.
Sure, right.
Because then my acting class would get super weird.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like if someone I knew was in Playboy or Playgirl, depending on their gender,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I would have a hard time talking to them afterwards.
Yeah.
Not because I disapprove of it. Just because
you saw them naked.
It's just such a weird thing I almost feel weird like knowing someone that's in the New York Times.
You have a lot of hangups. I think this is a
yeah. So it's nothing to do with the nudity. It's more the fact that they were in some sort of media that
yeah. Like if I see someone I know, and granted, I host a television program.
I was going to say you know but both if, of us are on TV.
If I see someone I know,
you out?
If I see someone I know on television, that weirds me out. Like I've never seen. I have to admit, I don't have cable, so I've never seen Jordan on television. I've never seen myself on television.
Right.
But if I did. It would be disconcerting to me somehow. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's my own shit.
I was going to say, this sounds like a way different issue than seeing someone in Playboy.
You seem almost Amish. Like maybe you're afraid their soul was stolen.
But there's something odd. There's something odd about someone existing in this other world that is so different from the world that you know them existing in. And certainly being naked in the pages of a magazine that's famous for having naked people in it.
Sure.
The Naked People
magazine.
I feel
like
magazine.
It'd be different if they were naked in the pages of a magazine that was not known for having naked people in it.
Yeah, if you just opened up Popular Mechanics and saw my dingus.
Hey, did you see the article about me in The Atlantic? Did you see my Harper's piece?
Sure.
Did you see my stipple portrait in the Wall Street Journal? we'll be back in just a second. I'm Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan, Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Allison Hayslip, defender of the universe.
What a joy to have Allison Hayslip
it
here.
It is.
What are the... I've been on a couple times on this G4 network. I don't know what the G's are. can we guess?
Guess what the G's are, go.
Okay, gaming.
Okay.
Guys.
Okay.
Like hot guys.
What?
you're thinking of the four G's of hot, wet men.
Right.
Well, you want to help me? Goofus and Gallon.
That's four.
I think if I could take a guess,
yes,
I want to take
Jordan.
A legitimate guess. Yeah, yeah. Games, guys, Goofus and Gallon.
I got it.
This is some sort of like speed at which matter dissipates or something. Like
gambling.
There's not four actual G's, but it's some sort of like science code for like.
That's amazing.
That's not it.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
This is the story that I have heard.
Please.
Good tech news.
No. I've heard that G4 actually stands for nothing. That when they were trying to come up with the name of the network, they were going to call it the Gaming Network.
Uh-huh.
But it was too close to the Game Show Network.
Sure.
So they were like, well, what about just G1? But G1.com was taken. G2.com was taken. G3.com was taken. G4.com was the first available website.
Wow.
And they have since gone on to say that the four G's are gaming, yes, girls. I don't know why it would be guys, girls.
Because a network for guys, you want to have a lot of hot guys.
Totally,
they can aspire
that makes a lot
to be
of sense.
Like.
So,
Allison.
What?
Look, you're on G4, right?
Yes.
Which do you like, girls or guys?
It doesn't matter what I like. I'm on
you're
the network
on
because
the
they
network.
Like me.
You're on the
no,
network.
No, but
you're one of the network's top personalities.
I know, but I am on the network because the guys like me, not because
your
I like the
specifically.
Guys.
Specifically.
Exactly. So it's gaming, girls, gear, and gadgets.
Mm. I just feel like gear and gadgets are too close.
Yeah.
What's the difference between
gear?
Well,
gear is supposed to also relate to cars and things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Pocket knives.
Sure. Pocket, yeah. Pocket.
Right?
But I have been told, and none of this is official. This is all like rumors that I've heard around the network, that literally the G4 really stands for nothing.
Where does the Snorks fit into this?
They don't.
So you're telling us.
Because we've experienced.
Belgian cartoon from the 80s does not factor into their business
because
plan.
I've experienced secondhand the popularity of the Snorks in the G4 target demo.
You have?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Snorks.
Well, maybe.
I think Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles might be a bit more popular with
closer.
Our demo.
Fair enough.
Yes.
I'll tell you what's really popular in the demo.
What's really popular in the demo?
I had this amazing dream last night, you guys.
This is a creepy way to start a story.
It is.
I just something that I never remember what happens in my dreams. I don't know if you guys are big on like actually having storylines in your dreams or whatever.
I do.
My dreams are never anything, right. Nothing. I don't have like recurring panic. Like, no, it's just a big wall of nothing. But somehow last night I had a dream that I had to speak at Richard Kind's funeral.
Oh, wow.
Now we should explain who Richard Kind is.
Yeah.
Because you guys obviously know who Richard, you guys are Hollywood insiders.
Sure.
He's that guy.
We've interviewed him at all the big junkets.
He's the very talented comic actor, best known from Mad About You and Spin City. Known as kind of a big sad sack.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, yeah. He plays it, and he was wonderful in A Serious Man, the Coen Brothers movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he talks like this.
A question.
Yeah.
Why the fuck did you dream that? Stupid.
Well, wait. Let's get into the specifics. Number one, it was in a synagogue / arena type space.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
For Jewish sports?
I presume so.
Professional kvetching.
It's the Hank Greenberg, Sean Green Jewish Sports and Synagogue Arena.
Synagogue Arena.
There were four people speaking at this thing, and it was full of people that Richard Kind knew from the world of entertainment and comedy.
Right.
But I was responsible. My job was to share funny stories about Richard Kind's life.
Yeah.
But in this dream, I did not know Richard Kind any better than I do in real life.
Do you know Richard Kind in real life?
I'm not in the slightest. Only I know that I shared years of laughter with him on the television program Mad About You. And, you know, I watched Spin City a few times in syndication.
Sure.
But I had to share a funny story about him, and I was upset because there was famous comedians. Like, I remember... what's the very famous comedian who's also famous for being on Law and like 12 different cop?
Richard Belzer.
Richard Belzer was there. Richard Belzer was one of the speakers at the funeral, and he was being serious, and I was the comic relief. Also, it was a synagogue, and I didn't have a yarmulke.
Ooh.
So I had to get like a disposable. I'm not Jewish,
okay.
But I had to get a disposable yarmulke because it was a yarmulke required event.
Got it.
Like when you go to your friend's bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
And for some reason, the yarmulke I got was held on by like the kind of elastic strap that's on a cardboard party hat.
That's okay. Amazing.
So I was terrified that I had to be funny at Richard Kind's funeral. And what I thought was, this is what I'll do. I'll speak on the way that, it's so complicated, the way that faith brings us together.
And I'll try and milk some yucks out of that topic.
Wait, but I figured I would tell Jordan's story.
What?
About...
Oh, you fucking biter. You're stealing my story for a big funeral?
In his dreams, too.
Jordan's story about the family whose father is in the hospital, and they all join hands to say grace.
That was an episode of Glee.
Yeah.
And then the little child says he wants to say grace, and they all think he's going to say a prayer for... the father, and then he says, "Dear God, how about some presents?"
Actual story.
Real story.
You were at this?
No, this is like super third hand.
Oh, okay.
So, but a beautiful tale.
Yeah.
Yes.
Worth retelling.
And then someone spoke on that theme. I don't remember what they said, but they said something
they stole
on that
your story?
Theme. And I felt like, if I said my story, it would be duplicative.
Ooh.
And then, for some reason,
that was an SAT word
someone was throwing footballs into the crowd
because it was the arena.
Yeah, right. I mean, Richard Kind's funeral probably had to be done by two because it was training.
It was more like amphitheater, like the kind of place you would go see Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay,
you know
Why
what I'm talking
you go
about.
See Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Well, because you're an older African American lady.
Sure.
Have you guys ever driven past...
you're a nice Filipina lady in her 40s that works at Kaiser.
Wait, have you guys driven past the restaurant that's on Wilshire Wilshire down in Santa Monica.
Earth, Wind, and Flower. Sure.
Which I look at it and I go, did they just totally rip off the band? Or
no, I say it's owned by Maurice White of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, I don't know whether I want to go in there or not.
Me neither.
I feel like I've been struggling with that for, I don't know, 5 years?
Exactly.
Ever since I've lived in L.A. I'm like, do I go in there or not? And yeah, I still haven't. Anyway.
I don't know what
this
means.
It's a constant struggle.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what the meaning of that dream is.
Yeah.
And
it means you smoked too much pot before you went to bed.
Yes.
I guess I shouldn't, you know, maybe I should stop, like, because I masturbate before bed so I can get to sleep. I should stop masturbating to Richard Kind.
Yeah, sure.
That makes a lot of sense.
That is
probably
true.
It.
I like that you just had to clarify that for us.
Yeah, well, I don't want people to think that I'm being gross.
Sure. Whoa. Watch out. You're going to break the equipment.
I know, seriously.
I'm trying to think, have you ever had a celebrity dream, Allison?
I have celebrity dreams all the time.
Really?
Of course.
Well, number one,
that's why
she probably dreams a lot about Allison Hayslip from
G4. Oh, my God, her feet must be so hot.
Oh, God.
They're not. I have it on good authority. They're grotesquely misshapen.
They're hooves.
Yeah.
Who doesn't dream about celebrities?
I'm trying to think if I've had a... I don't know. I can't think of a celebrity dream off the top of my
head.
Really? Yeah,
well, you had that dream where Dan Aykroyd was really fat. And he was performing on the stage in the theater. And then
I don't remember this dream. Did I tell you about this?
And then one of his children, this was on an ancient Sound of Young and Mary. This was when we were in college. I've remembered it ever since.
Okay.
That's and then weird. A really...
Please relate my dream to me.
One of his children, who was also very obese, he was doing like a one-man show in the theater. One of his children stood up in the balcony and said, I want to demonstrate that fat people can perform amazing feats, and then jumped from the balcony into the lower level of the theater and died.
Oh my gosh.
That sounds like an awesome dream.
Yeah. And I did fat Dan Aykroyd in it, is why I mentioned it.
Oh, okay. Nice. What was the last celebrity dream you had?
Oh, I don't know off the top of my head. I really don't know. I know that I used to dream about Leonardo DiCaprio a lot when I was in high school.
Oh, sure. That's weird that, like, you...
I think for a lot of people, it's either Leonardo DiCaprio or Richard Kind.
Exactly.
Or fat Dan Aykroyd. Yeah.
The big three of erotic dreaming. Yeah.
What era of DiCaprio was this? Is this the beach? Post-Titanic?
No, like Growing Pains.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Right? And then I actually got to interview him. Actually,
I like that you said, right...
Right?
Like, that's totally.
You know what I'm talking about.
That's when he's at his most fuckable.
Exactly. But I, you know, since I've lived in Los Angeles, I've actually crossed paths with Leo a couple of times. And it's just so funny. He's such. Have you interviewed him before?
No. I don't think they would.
They would let
fucking Johnny Diaper near DiCaprio.
He's a very just like charming, well spoken guy, but every time I talk to him, I leave the room going, I don't get why I dreamed about you all through high school.
Really?
Like, he doesn't do it for me anymore.
You know what?
And I still think he's like an incredibly talented actor, although I did just watch Shutter Island.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Holy
on
crap,
demand.
That's awful.
Oh, I didn't mind it. I kind of liked
it.
I thought it was a lot of fun.
I did not.
I have some thoughts about Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
That I've dreamt. No. So he's kind of like mysterious. Like, he does a good job of like staying out of the tabloids.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
You never hear about DiCaprio's wild weekend with a Kardashian or something
right.
like that. Like, he always stays classy and always picks, you know, pretty classy film projects. Maybe Shutter Island aside.
With the possible exception of his dinosaur bidding war.
With Nicolas Cage?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. Nicolas Cage just barely outbid him for a dinosaur skull.
Oh, my God. That's kind of
amazing.
And that's
kind of part of the reason Nicolas Cage is in IRS trouble, because he makes weird purchases like
right,
that.
Right, right.
Do you think
maybe Leonardo DiCaprio was sort of straw bidding so he could push the price up
right.
and bankrupt Cage and get rid of him?
Bankrupt Cage?
Yeah, so he could get some of those roles that him and Nicolas Cage are up
right.
for at the same time.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, man. Have you ever interviewed Nicolas Cage?
Yes, I have.
He's an interesting fellow.
Yeah, sure. He does seem like he's looking into your soul.
Yeah, you're like,
he's seeing everything that's wrong with you, but he loves you anyways.
I've probably interviewed him 4 times now, I want to say. And the last time was at Comic-Con for Drive Angry, that movie that's coming out now.
Looks great.
And, but you know, you've done the Comic-Con interviews, right?
No, I haven't? I have not done Comic-Con interviews.
When you do like the press lines at Comic-Con, most of the time it's on projects that have literally just been announced. So you haven't even seen a trailer. You do not know what this project is about.
You're like, what the fuck is Drive Angry?
Exactly. Pretty much. I had to make up all these questions and I'm like, I don't even know what to talk to you about because I don't know what this movie is. So we get to Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. Is this one of the movies where you'll be a wonderful, compelling actor or batshit insane?
Right.
Which one will this
be? Which one are we going to get?
I think it's probably more like Nicolas Cage in this film. How would you describe your emotional state while driving?
Yeah, exactly. But that's the thing. I say to him, I was like, the only thing that we know about this film is that it starts off with you breaking out of hell. Where do we go from there? And he goes, no joke, he kind of puts his head down and runs his hand through his hair and he goes,
his crazy, crazy hair.
Yeah, and he goes, well, in some way, aren't we all trying to break out of our own personal hell? And I was like, are you fucking with me right now, Nick Cage?
Of course that's what he said. Oh.
And then they cut to the alligator and then they cut to the iguana's
sure,
eye view
yeah.
and then the guy started breakdancing. The
right?
ghost started breakdancing.
Yeah, that's what he would. Nicolas Cage, I think the only person more like themselves is Vince Vaughn. Like, I feel like Nicolas Cage is super Nicolas Cagey and he's only maybe outselfed by Vince Vaughn. Anyway.
But Vince Vaughn at least is relatively normal?
I don't know. I saw Vince Vaughn on the David Letterman program, and I thought maybe he was a madman. Like, he's brilliant. I think Vince Vaughn is extremely funny, very talented
sure.
guy.
Yeah.
But I really got the impression that maybe he was an out-of-control madman.
I get that.
Maybe.
Thoughts?
I just think,
not even
well,
necessarily
Vaughn
in a bad
man.
Way.
I was just going to say that anytime I've ever read a script that Vince Vaughn is in, the language is exactly how Vince Vaughn speaks. Like, they write it. I mean, he must go through the script and rewrite
yeah,
it to
like
be like, Vince Vaughn wouldn't say it like this.
Commas
you know?
In there, yeah.
Yeah.
So I have some more weird catchphrases.
But
for me to
I
say.
Would rather be stuck in an elevator with Vince Vaughn than Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know. I think Nicolas Cage is more likely to blow your mind within the span of an elevator ride.
Well, I meant like stuck, like if we're stuck.
Oh, okay,
in an elevator.
Sure. Like
I'm not talking
crazy.
Like the 30-second ride to the 8th floor. I mean, like if the
yeah,
elevator broke
no, no,
down,
no.
I think I have a better chance of surviving if I'm with Vince Vaughn than Nick Cage.
Well, Nick, for one thing, Vince Vaughn is a monstrously huge man.
He could probably pick me up and I could escape out the elevator shaft.
He's
so
like 7'7", 520.
It's funny, I saw the movie that he's in now with Kevin James, The Dilemma.
The Dilemma.
And there, a lot is made of the fact that, like, of Kevin James's weight in the movie. Like, there's a lot of, like, references to, like, you know, maybe him not being...
Svelte.
Yeah, him not being good-looking enough for his wife, Winona Ryder.
Aww.
But I'm like, you know what? Vince Vaughn's as fat as Kevin James now. Like, there are two fat guys in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is just taller. So, yeah, it seems weird that one, like, Vince Vaughn is... playing the role of the thinner friend.
Yeah.
He's not really. Anyway.
What about Ron Howard's brother? What did he do?
Clint Howard? Oh, Clint Howard's hilarious in that movie. He plays the owner of the botanical gardens. And he lectures Vince Vaughn on poisonous flowers.
Great.
It's a great Ron, or a great Clint Howard performance. Excuse me.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan, Jesse, Go. La, 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 la. It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Allison Hayslip, defender of the universe.
Hey, listen, we got this Jumbotron-style sponsorship program here on Jordan, Jesse, Go.
Sure, we do.
All you got to do is email Teresa, our development director, at teresa@maximumfun.org, and let her know what message you would like us to share on Jordan, Jesse, Go.
Mm-hmm.
And $100 for a personal message, $150 for a commercial message. We will share it. And we just got this huge box of at least $150.
Sure.
Worth of stuff from fuzzyballsapparel.com.
It's pretty awesome. Fuzzy Balls Apparel?
Yeah, Fuzzy Balls Apparel.
No balls should be fuzzy.
This is...
hey guys, here's a tip.
Just letting you know.
The gentleman who runs fuzzyballsapparel.com has been a supporter of ours for quite a long time. And he's a character artist.
Mm-hmm.
And he created all these characters, launched this popular line of t-shirts. But when I spoke with him about it a couple years ago on the emails, it was just t-shirts, and he has sent us all kinds of products here.
There's mugs, buttons.
Yeah,
no, and here's a lady t-shirt. That's for Allison. A lady t-shirt.
Ooh, it's of a unicorn. It's a purple shirt with a pink unicorn. It says, "I'm sexy and horny."
But it's kind of nice. It's got a purple
underwear.
Wait,
did you just throw underwear at me?
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
Look at this. Here's some for Gordon.
That's me,
Gordon.
That's
oh, some... the underwear also says I'm sexy and horny.
Here's some stickers.
And I have some boys' briefs here.
Allison, here's some matching stickers for you.
This looks like a passport.
Oh, and I have some boys' briefs with the same unicorn. I'm sexy and horny.
Oh, look at those.
Look
They're
out,
also like
ladies.
Mint green.
Yeah. We've got these collectible toys, Los Huevos, that look like hard-boiled eggs. There's one for you, Allison,
Fantastic.
And one for you, Jordan.
Thank you.
There is Juan.
We got this mug. Of course, Jordan, you like coffee, so I'm going to give you this mug.
Yeah.
Which egg did you get, Jordan?
I got an egg that is called, I don't know, it's got a skull on it. It's a skull egg.
The name's in the corner.
Oh, sorry.
It? Oh, wait, maybe
this
it's not.
This is Raul, the skeleton bear in a bear costume. Creepy and cute.
That's fantastic. I have Kierda. Is that how you say it? I can't speak Spanish.
Oh, I don't know.
Here's Gato, the cat. The cat egg.
Sure. Yes.
There you go, Jordan. You're a cat enthusiast.
I am a cat enthusiast.
Oh, and this is Bastardo. He's mostly a jerk. It's his lifestyle.
This is a huge box of stuff from
Fuzzy
Balls.
Yeah. No, and I was browsing the Fuzzy Balls website. Some very handsome stuff.
Do you like it when you browse Fuzzy Balls?
I do, yes.
Yeah. There's some stickers and shit.
That's why I subscribe to Hot Wet Men.
Yes.
Hot, wet, fuzzy men.
Allison, just so you know, when you come on our program, you go home with goodies from fuzzyballsapparel.com, apparently.
I know. I like it.
Definitely way, way nicer and more artistic than your typical funny internet t-shirt.
Yeah, no, it is.
This is not a snorg tease situation.
I believe that this is a patch, by the way, that says DIY, like do it yourself.
Sure.
But the I think, is a dildo.
I think it's a vibrator.
Vibrator.
Look at the power bottom there.
Oh, yeah,
the bottom.
Good call.
Do it yourself? Maybe that's the joke?
Do it yourself. You have to hit the...
Sexually.
Sure.
Yes.
Yes.
I want to be clear that not all of this stuff is vulgar.
No.
Most of it is not vulgar.
Just all the stuff you hand me.
Right.
Well, that's what the lady stuff was. You want the pint glass? I gave you a pile of little patches and whatnot. Okay, Jordan, these are for you. This is the...
Wow.
This is the Boxo Mystery t-shirts.
Great.
Ooh, open them up. See what's in there.
This is some very nice stuff
Yeah, it's
so thank you very much. And Jordan also gets a pint glass here.
Oh, hey.
It's all at fuzzyballsapparel.com. If you want to sponsor an upcoming episode of Jordan Jesse Go, just email our development director at teresa@maximumfun.org. By the way...
Yes.
Our good friends from our other Max Fun Talk podcast, Stop Podcasting Yourself,
mm-hmm.
North of the Border, and our friends at My Brother and Me are opening up this very same program. So drop Teresa a line. We talked about My Brother and Me coming on board, right?
We did, yes.
Very exciting news. I've really been enjoying listening to their program. It's a hilarious show. We're happy and excited that some of their listeners are trying out our program. So, you know, that's what networks are all about, right?
Yes, networking.
Totally.
Jordan.
Yes, Jesse.
For the last several years, I have been getting email after email after email asking for... the classic Jordan Jesse Go t-shirt.
Ooh.
Jordan Jesse Go t-shirts. There are Jordan Jesse Go t-shirts and have been Jordan Jesse Go t-shirts on our website, in our store at maxfunstore.com. But we did a special one-off print run of what I think was probably the most popular shirt in Jordan Jesse Go history, in MaximumFun.org history, 3 or 4 years ago now.
But it's back. In a big way.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I have been getting emails like somebody spilled something on it, they want to buy a new one. Like, this is sincerely the most popular single product we've ever made, but we made it limited time only, and I decided to open it up to the public. It is the classic Jordan Jesse Go t-shirt. It is a beautiful shirt. It is navy blue with the Jordan Jesse Go race car on the front. It is clean, simple. It's something that will make members of the opposite sex want to talk to you at the gym.
Sure.
Wow.
And it's now available along with the beautiful new... Did you check out the new Stop Podcasting Yourself t-shirt?
I did.
It looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's got a cool crest on it with Graham and Dave on there and some other Vancouver-type stuff. Anyway, it's all online at maxfunstore.com. But I'm so excited about this t-shirt because it finally means that I get to stop having to deal with people fucking emailing me
People fucking emailing you. How dare they?
Yeah.
Demanding them.
Hey, at least it's not for pictures of your feet.
That's true.
You assume.
True.
You assume.
Jesse, I have two concerns. One, I want that t-shirt.
I'd like you to reissue my favorite shirt. Second.
Something foot related.
My feet are grotesquely misshapen.
I know.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. Hey, wait, no, wait, don't go yet. It's me, Jesse. I forgot to mention, or we forgot to mention, I guess, that the good folks at FuzzyBallsApparel.com have a special offer for Jordan Jesse Go listeners. All orders of $25 or more get an extra mystery pack filled with goodies. Orders of $50 or more get all of those goodies and one pair of hot unicorn manties, which I think is panties for men. Oh, God, I guess that's what I gave Jordan. Anyway, you just have to write Jordan Jesse Go and what size manties you wear. Just check your manties drawer when you check out from them. Also, free shipping on all United States orders. That's all at fuzzyballsapparel.com. Okay, we'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. The program Jordan Jesse Go. I am Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Allison Hayslip, defender of the universe.
Visiting us from the world of television.
That is.
The Games, Gators, Gambling.
And Goofus.
Network.
Four.
When something momentous happens in our listeners' lives, Allison, yes. We ask them to give us a telephone call.
Ooh.
Either as it happens or in the immediate aftermath for a segment we call Momentous Occasions. We've got a few calls. They were screened by our brand new intern, Lindsay. Thank you, Lindsay.
Wow.
Let's see what Lindsay pulled out of the muck and mire for us.
Hello, Jordan. Hello, Jesse. Hello, Go. This is Mike from Minneapolis calling with a momentous occasion. I'm just calling because I just had my firstborn son. His name will be Harrison, and he will be a good man. Take care of you.
I like it.
Well, yeah, hello,
too bad
Harrison.
Harrison's a chick.
Yeah. If I have anything to say about it, this little girl's going to be a man.
That was
good,
nice.
Good sturdy name, Harrison.
Harrison's a solid name. Had a friend in high school named Harrison.
Yes.
Called him Chuckles.
Makes no sense.
Don't remember why.
Do you think his last name's Ford?
That'd be great.
Yeah, it is. Do you think his child is Harrison Ford?
Oh, my gosh. She's been reborn.
I'm such a huge
fan. Minneapolis? Is that where he's from?
Yeah.
Ask him if he knows how to fly a helicopter.
Obviously.
Hey, Jordan, Jesse Go. This is Derek from Nashville. I've got a momentous occasion for you. I just went to the post office to deliver a package to a friend. And I've been recently trying to be more friendly to people in public because generally I'm like the earbuds in, eyes straightforward, not really looking at anyone. And I thought maybe I could gain some positive karma or some bullshit if I'm friendly. So I decided to talk to the...
He's got a winning attitude.
Yeah. And so he mailed my package and all that, and I said, hey, how are you doing today? And he said, well, pretty good. And then he proceeded to tell me about the food he ate last night and what it did to his bowels. It went on way too long. There are people waiting in line behind us. I'm getting anxious because there are people waiting and they're thinking it's me or something. And I'm sitting here listening to this 50-year-old man tell me about his bowel movements because of barbecue or something.
Wow.
Yeah, whoa. See, that's your lesson. Never talk to people.
Exactly.
Once at the post office, when I first moved here to Silver Lake in Los Angeles, I was visiting the post office, and I was not familiar with the post office and its personnel yet. You know, you get familiar with the folks
right.
that work at your
local
post office.
Oh, absolutely. I'm on first-name basis with everyone at my post office.
So I'm being friendly, as I am known to be.
Sure.
I've heard rumors about that.
Yeah, your
friendliness. And... the lady at the post office tried to sell me pills that you put in your gas tank to improve your gas mileage.
Wow.
Yay.
But she was so nice about it. She obviously believed in them, and she was not pushing them on me necessarily.
She's like, hey, I like you. I want to help you improve your gas mileage.
Right.
Yeah. And so I couldn't even bring myself to be offended that she was... be huckstering me.
At when I went to the Department of Water and Power, a guy tried to sell me a Solaflex.
Why did you go to the Department of Water and Power?
I didn't. That was a made-up comedy scenario.
Let's go to the calls.
Hey, Jordan and Jesse. I'm calling with a momentous occasion. I was just alerted today, by my high school girlfriend that today is the 10th anniversary of us losing our virginities together. So here's to a decade of doing it. Have a great day. Bye.
I think now would be a good time to raise that fuzzyballsapparel.com pint glass you got.
Jesse,
here's to a decade of doing it.
You still keep in touch with your high school girlfriend?
Wait, time out. I do have a story about this.
Oh, yes.
Me and my boyfriend from high school, we lost our virginity to each other, and we always call each other on the day. Maybe not call. Like, sometimes it's a text or, like, an email or just like, hey, congratulations. It was however many years ago today.
What?
I'm actually wondering. I'm like, is this my boyfriend from high school? It doesn't sound like
yeah,
him.
Yeah, right?
That is really funny. I was like, oh, my God, someone else on this planet does it, too.
That is so weird to me. Yeah, you know, yeah. I don't keep in touch with my high school girlfriend.
I mean, we do not talk.
Apart from sex day.
From, like, it being that one day and being like, hey, congrats, you know?
That is so – it's so weird to me.
I'm married to my high school girlfriend. But I did have a high school girlfriend before that high school girlfriend.
Do you guys remember?
Really?
Do you and Teresa remember the day you first bonked, and do you celebrate it with, you know, something?
Text messages.
You text each other.
Jordan, I'm a classy gentleman.
Sure.
Who's married to a beautiful and classy woman. We've never done it.
Oh,
you respect her too much.
That's why you have dogs.
Yeah.
That's why I have dogs that are sexually excited by me, as we learned earlier in the program. Yeah.
Yo, Jordan, Jesse, go! Momentous occasion, bitches.
Don't call us bitches.
Yeah, I'm not a bitch.
Today's episode, and I heard my moment of shame, but it's now a momentous occasion, because you played it, shit.
I'm thinking about firing Lindsay, the new intern.
I didn't like being called a bitch.
Yeah, I don't like
upset
that.
Me.
Hey,
there's
that
no
guy
need.
Was excited.
There's
he,
no
true.
Need
you
to take
made
that.
His day.
Yeah.
And now you just made his day again. So you know what? He's going to call in again for another momentous game.
Yeah, this is like an Inception situation now.
The time that...
We're seven layers in. No, that's a dip.
The time that something embarrassing that he did...
You're thinking of that Trader Joe's guacamole
dip. I'm just really hungry right now.
Led to a college student getting fired from her media internship. Yeah, well, you know, you can't win them all.
Can't.
No.
Yeah, three nice ones there,
good batch,
right?
Good batch.
Mm-hmm. We're still taking calls on your sci-fi nightmare creatures, by the way. We're going to talk about that next week on this very program. 206-9844-FUN, the number to call if you ever want to give us a telephone call. Want to ask us a question or something. Yeah. Anything. You know, here's something about these, my brother and me's. Yeah, their program is an advice show for the modern age.
Mm-hmm.
This new MaximumFund.org affiliate, my brother and me. We can out-advise those guys.
Yeah, any day.
I have
no doubt about it.
You need some fucking guidance? We'll guide the shit out of you.
And hey, just because I'm kind of jealous of Allison.
Why are you jealous of me?
Until the next week, I will take requests for pictures of certain parts of my body.
Oh.
I will not entertain all of them. But I'm willing to hear it out.
jjgo@maximumfund.org is the email to email Jordan at.
I'm going to tweet that shit, Jordan.
Do it. Say it. Let everybody know for the next week, I am taking requests
for pics of certain body parts.
Yes.
You've opened the Jordan Morris mailbag.
Yeah.
And you're allowing letters to fly in there.
Right.
There you go.
By the way, if you're interested in increased gas mileage, we'll be
or
back.
Or rock hard abs.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. La, 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 la. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Allison Hayslip, defender of the universe.
Allison Hayslip, of course, you know from the Attack of the Show program, hosted by Kevin Sprinkles Pereira, and a new co-host, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, Miss Candace Bailey.
Miss Candace Bailey, the delightful and charming, I'm sure, Candace Bailey.
You don't have cable TV, so you've never watched.
I've watched Attack of the Show a couple of times.
Online.
Yeah.
In 3-minute doses.
In a tiny internet window. With bad resolution.
Allison, it was very kind of you to visit our program. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, guys. This is very exciting. Jordan let me know yesterday that I would be coming on.
Yes. Allison will spring into action yes. when you need a guest for your program.
The yeah. reality is that Allison Hayslip has to get to a dance party.
I do. I'm going to a dance party.
We've got to wrap this stuff up.
Sure.
Seriously.
Or Allison's going to miss her fucking dance party.
I know.
I got to dance.
I
know this is all audio, but I'm in my dance dress and my dance boots.
I can confirm this.
Yes.
And I can literally see the ants in your pants.
I know.
I can see them crawling
around. I have
around
realized the whole time I've been sitting here that my skirt is very short to be sitting down with not a table in front of me.
Mm.
I've been keeping my legs crossed.
We usually provide a table.
Like a lady
should. Like a lady.
Like a very late. Thank you for being ladylike on
You're
this
very
podcast.
Welcome. Occasionally, it's very rare.
Occasionally we'll get a cable TV celebrity in here just showing their privates.
Shit, flashing the cooch.
Yep. We
the
don't
new, need that. The new Jordan Jesse Go t-shirt. You can take a look at it on the forum. You can take a look at it at maxfunstore.com. I think we're going to sell a lot of this t-shirt, Jordan.
Why wouldn't we? It's handsome.
It's a beautiful t-shirt. Scott Simpson told me. This is Scott Simpson, our friend from You Look Nice Today.
Sure. An authority.
Scott Simpson tells me he likes to wear this t-shirt to the gym. Every time he wears it to the gym, a lady walks up to him and touches him.
That also means that he likes to just sweat in your shirt.
Yeah. So. It's good for sweating in.
Yeah, it'll good for sweating in.
Yeah.
If you're going to sweat.
Let's say you're a hot, wet man.
There's a magazine devoted to you yes. that Jesse's neighbor gets.
206-984-4FUN, the telephone number. jjgo@maximumfun.org. Our theme music is Love You by the Free Design from Kites Are Fun, the best of the Free Design, courtesy of our friends at Light in the Attic Records. Our sincere thanks for that. You can discuss this program with us and every other Jordan Jesse Go fan at MaximumFun.org's forums. And hey, check out our little newest show on the Maximum Fun Network, My Brother and My Brother and Me. I think people who like this program will really like My Brother and Me, based on the fact that people have been tweeting me for like the past 10 days, 2 weeks since we added them to the network, about how much they have, how much they've enjoyed listening to it and how it's their new favorite show and stuff.
Boom.
New second favorite show.
Second favorite.
Look at Twitter. Letting us know what we should be doing.
I know. Allison, you're popular on the Twitter. What's your tweet? What's your tweet name?
It's at Allison Hayslip, AllisonHaislip. It's a picture of me holding a dog.
Great.
If you get another Allison Hayslip, it's not me.
Just visit Twitter. Look for a picture of a lady holding a dog.
Yes. I'm rather amusing in 140 characters.
You're wearing your dance pants? We'll be back next week on Jordan Jesse Go.